Well, hello everyone and welcome back. Today is Friday, October 14th, 2016. My name is Angela Walton-Raji and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, hello, hello. I am coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, I'm coming to you right at this particular hour from Marietta, Georgia, where I am spending some time with some good friends from the Afrogenius community. Yes, that's right. I'm spending some time with the founder and executive director of Afrogenius, Dr. Valencia King Nelson, but also with some other Afrogenians here, David Patterson, many of you know from the African American genealogy community, the Slavery Forum, and so many other things. Vicki Davis Mitchell, who has been a moderator for many years on several of the forums, also active in the Facebook community, and Brenda Joyce Smothers, BJ Smothers, who is web guru at Afrogenius.com, who maintains the website and does so many other things for us. It has been a pleasure to spend some time with them. Well, all of us are going to be later on today at the Westin Hotel at the airport in Atlanta. Wow, that's where it is all going to unfold. What is it? Well, I'm referring to the 37th Annual Conference of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society. Yes, folks, it has begun. Oh my goodness. Last night, we went to listen to the State of the Society address, and certainly the president, Sherry Camp, addressed people and acknowledged visitors who were there from literally all over the country, from the Pacific to the Atlantic and points in between. Well, anyway, it's just been so exciting. I was just really excited to bump into a lot of old friends. And yeah, a lot of things are going to be happening today. I'm really excited about it. And well, there are just so many things. I want to say one thing about a conference like this. You know, for me, I think there are three things that are great about coming to a national conference such as the AUX conference. Well, it's the people. Of course, you get a chance to network with people maybe you haven't seen in a while. Maybe you've only known them through email contact. Secondly, it's the content of the conference, the workshops and things that you're going to have a chance to sit in on. There's just an awful lot to do and a lot from which you have an opportunity to learn. And, of course, there is the venue itself. There is the conference center and the city, the host city. Now, looking at the people that I mentioned, it's been just really wonderful to meet old friends, see new friends, and last night, in fact, if you follow me on Facebook, then you'll see that I had a chance to see some people I haven't seen in a while. I ran into one of the past presidents, Khadija Mateen, Dr. Khadija Mateen. It was great seeing her, and also to see some Afrogenius friends who are there also. Excuse me, to see Betty Lou Sands from California, Southern California, and to see she's still traveling, she's still researching, and it's just great to see her. Saw her at the reception last night, and just so many others. I was so thrilled to see some friends from Arkansas from the Butler Center, one of the major archivists there, Linda McDowell, Just a thrill to see someone from Little Rock, Arkansas, my home state, and of course to see some people just from both the Afro Genius community and the general genealogy community itself. Tony Carrier ran into her from Lowcountry Africana, and my colleague with Mapping the Freedmen's Bureau site. So it's just been really great. And to run into some people, I've only known them online. Skip Mason, saw him speak to some people and speak to the crowd last night at the State of the Society address as well. And yeah, it's just been wonderful just to see. As I said, you see some people. I'm thrilled to run into some friends from Family Search, Jim Eisen, Tom Reed, just other people that it was just really, really, really great to run into some of the folks. And of course, the people themselves, you have the beginner, first-timers who are new to the conference, but some who are new to genealogy as well. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to expand your circle to include people you would not have otherwise met. Now, of course, we also have, I mentioned the content itself, and I'm going to put a link here on the podcast website so you can look at the conference brochure and look at the content itself in terms of what they're actually going to be covering in terms of the workshops. Now, I didn't mention that I'm co-presenting with Tony Carrier of Lowcountry Africana. We're going to be talking about the mapping site. But beyond that, oh my gosh, I am so impressed with some of the speakers who are going to be covering everything from, well, workshops for beginners or people who have never really gone offline and gone to that courthouse for the first time, some things to get you really sort of in gear for that, migration patterns. Oh my gosh, how many of us have ancestors who migrated from where they started out after the Civil War? How many of us have ancestors who ended up on the Great Migration and migrated either north or west? Out of the deep south. We all have migration stories to tell. Well, sometimes you can learn a lot by studying a community from their place of origin and studying parts of that same community in the targeted area to which they migrated. A lot of things to talk about, a little bit of technology to cover, using mobile technology for genealogy. How many of you know you can do an awful lot of work genealogically speaking with your phone, with your smartphone? So many things to do. And of course, those of us who stay online as well, a lot of things to do with Freedmen's Bureau. We're going to be talking about that and just so much more. So yeah, the content is here. There is so much that's going on. And Saturday is just as rich as Friday is. And some things to really get you busy, how to use Evernote for genealogy is one of those. How do you search for the living, and how do you connect with slave owner descendants? A lot of people have not really become comfortable with that idea of dealing with someone who descended from a person who held your ancestors enslaved. Some things to think about there, and some really good tips to learn, and you're going to have a chance to hear a lot of that from Bernice Bennett. Also, of course, you have a chance to use some new sites, such as the Virginia Slave Births Index. Slave births, pay attention to that, between 1853 to be exact, 1865. How do you use the Slave Birth Index out of Virginia effectively? How do you use it well? So many more things to talk about. And also, of course, researching free African Americans. This is just a smattering of the articles. Of the presentations, the workshops, and there's so much more to it. And of course, we have some banquet speakers that I think are going to interest a lot of people. David Patterson, of course, he's been in charge of the Slave Research Forum for many, many years, and he's extracted all of the slave masters and as many slaves as possible and other pieces of information from Upson County Georgia, that's sort of upstate Georgia. He's also the author of a fascinating book, A Frontier Link with the World, Upson County's Railroad, the Freedmen's Bureau in Upson County, Georgia, 1865 to 69. And he has just offered a whole new perspective on looking at history of his county. And he is going to be speaking at the luncheon on Friday, later on today. Ashley Rogers is going to be speaking on Saturday. She is the director of museum operations at the Whitney Plantation in Wallace, Louisiana. Now, you've probably seen some things about Whitney Plantation. That is the plantation where a gentleman has really decided to open the plantation and tell the story exclusively from the perspective of the people who were enslaved. This is one of the very few places that do that. And she's director of museum operations. She's spoken on slavery and the memory of those enslaved for Louisiana Public Square. She's been featured on C-SPAN, on American Artifacts Program. And she's just, you know, really sort of changed in some ways Southern estate plantation tours. She's really altered the paradigm. It's just been amazing what she's done. And of course, those of us who are going to the banquet later on this evening will have a chance to hear Harry Jones. He's an authority on Civil War and an authority on Americans of African descent in the Civil War. He is formerly the curator of the African American Civil War Museum and Foundation in Washington, D.C. He's produced amazing exhibits on Tuskegee Airmen and done some things with the History Channel, PBS, Who Do You Think You Are, and so much more. He's now on the board of directors of the National Civil War Museum in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So a lot of things in terms of content, a lot to offer, and a lot to experience. Now, the third thing that I mentioned that is just really exciting to me is the venue itself, or, of course, not necessarily, I'm not necessarily referring to the hotel, but it is a wonderful facility. But we're in Atlanta. Do you know that a lot of people don't think that Atlanta is the capital, don't realize that it's the capital. But with this being the capital of the state, are you aware that the Georgia State Archives is right here in Atlanta? So there's some people with Georgia roots who've been excited to go and do some research at the archives in Atlanta. And when you walk outside the door, you literally walk about, what, 200 or 300 feet and to the building right next door, which is the Atlanta branch of the National Archives. And so this is definitely a place to be if you want to get some research done while you're here. So, yes, as I said, the people, the content, and the venue, it's all here, and all of it is certainly being offered here for those who are attending this event. It has just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Now, I'm going to put some images for you or some links for you on the podcast website itself, just so you can just sort of see, because I shared some images last night on social media, and want you to be able to take a look and just see who's there. I hope to take some images tomorrow also of some of the presenters, so you can just sort of experience it through my lens, through the lens in which I'll be looking at things and people and listening to the content itself. But, you know, I think it's one of the things that you really want to plan when you go to a conference. My next conference that I'll be attending after this won't be until 2017. I am looking forward to going to Roots Tech. But, no, right now, oh, my gosh, today and tomorrow, it's going to be filled with experiences brought on by some remarkable people. And I'll tell you one thing, I am so excited. I'm going to have a chance to meet someone I have not seen, probably over 40 years. And this is someone whose mother was one of my elementary school teachers. She lives in Atlanta, and she may come tomorrow. How exciting is that? For all my friends in Arkansas, especially Western Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith in particular, I'm going to have a chance to meet one of the daughter of Florence Rowell. Many of us know Mrs. Rowell, who taught us at St. John's, and I'll have a chance to meet her daughter, Sydney, today. I'm really excited. And she has been very gracious with me. She shared a lot of historical pictures of the community and people who related to her family as well. So I'm really quite excited about that. But yeah, so as I said, this is kind of an abbreviated episode of the podcast this week, but I am just sort of curious, what kinds of things, how do you experience yourself conferences? How do you approach conferences? And what are you planning to attend this coming year? Now, this is a chance for me, for my moment of shameless self-promotion. I am going to promote one thing as you're planning 2017. I'm going to promote an institute that I'm familiar with and that I am a part of and affiliated with. And I am going to encourage you to start to put some things as you plan 2017 on your calendar. Why don't you try and think about expanding your skills. Expanding your skills by coming to MAGGIE, the Teaching Institute. Wonderful opportunity to learn some new skills. This is a small, focused track, no more than 50 people spread over four different tracks, one of which in particular is learning basic strategies. Dr. Shelley Murphy, who teaches in that class, and she really works with people, and that is a group that works and burns the midnight oil, literally. Yes, you just heard my computer make a sound there. What can I say? But she works with individuals literally until after midnight, helping them on their timeline and developing their strategy. We have a second track looking at DNA. And trust me, if you're thinking about it, get your registration in, at least start your preliminary registration. We are taking registrations early. And the site on PayPal is going to be activated by November 1st if you wanted to pay online. So that's going to be an option for you. Thirdly, we do have a track that is looking at pre- and post-slavery era documents and research, a strong emphasis on military that you'll find in that particular track. And, of course, for those who are aspiring to write and get that story narrative down, there is a track for writers as well. And I'm thrilled to point out that we have award-winning historical fiction writer Beverly Jenkins, who's going to be teaching some courses on character development, developing your plot, and how do you incorporate the history, the time period in which your ancestor lived, and incorporate that into the story. So, yes. Yes, I am saying put Maggie on the schedule, on your schedule for the coming year, because you should. Maggie, the Teaching Institute, you will not regret the time that you will spend there. Anyway, I've got to get myself together and head on down to the Western and mix and mingle and learn today. Some of you are listening from this region of the country. I hope to see some of you there at the Western and at the conference. Again, I'm attending today and tomorrow the 37th annual conference of the African American Historical and Genealogical Society. If you want to see more of what's going on and can't make it, visit their website at aahgs.org. Anyway, and next year, guess what? Rumor has it that they are going on a cruise. Yes, that's right. Oz will be hitting the high seas. So it's one of those things that you do want to stand by for more as that information becomes available also. But in the meantime, oh my gosh, things to do, places to go, and people to meet, of course. So I am going to wind it down this week, but just wanted to share. You'll see on the podcast website some of the pictures that I've been capturing. I captured some last night. I will be putting up some more on Facebook and on Twitter. So certainly pay attention this weekend to social media. There are quite a few of us who are here. And yeah, you know, make plans maybe to join us next year if you can't make it this year. But in the meantime, I also just want to take a minute to thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. at this event, but also thank you for tuning in to listen to the podcast. I know there are tons of things you could be doing with your time, and to take out time to just listen to me. It means a lot to me, and I'm very touched. And without you, there would be no podcast. And thank you all for sharing some of the events. I'll get back to the regular formatting next week, but this is a regular conference edition of the podcast. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I, of course, want you to continue to do what you do, and you know what I'm going to say. Keep researching, keep documenting, and always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. I'll be coming to you this time next week from Baltimore, from Maryland again. In the meantime, be well and be safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.